Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Oh, it's with great gratitude that I just so appreciate that you're taking the time to listen to this podcast so that you might grow in the Word of God. That's my goal. I get so much out of this Bible study, and I want you to as well. I know that the Holy Spirit's our teacher, and God wants us to know these things. So that's why we go to Him in prayer when we begin our studies. I want you to pray with me, agree with me in prayer, that the Lord will bless us in our time together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do ask you to bless us in this time of studying your word. We know that without your Holy Spirit, we wouldn't be guided into all truth. We wouldn't be empowered to live according to truth. In fact, we wouldn't even have the ability to read these things if it were not for you. So we come humbly before you. Ask you to open our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears, so that we'll be able to receive from you the truths of the living God. Lord, we bless you and we thank you for your word today. Ask you to bless our time of study, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Peace Through the Blood of His Cross. It's taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, and verse 20. We learned in our last verse in the letter written by Paul the Apostle to the Colossians that the Heavenly Father was pleased that in Jesus should all fullness dwell. This fullness included abundance and completeness of the presence, power, agency, and riches of God in Christ. And in chapter 1 and verse 20 of the letter to the Colossians, we realize the benefits to the Colossian church and us of the peace through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. We read, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." The verse begins, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross." Paul begins this verse with "and," which shows a continuum to his previous statement, "having made peace," which is to establish harmony, "through the blood of his cross," which refers to the bloodshed shed by violence, slain, and murder upon the crucifixion of the cross. Because Jesus shed his precious blood upon the cross, peace was made between God and man. The verse goes on to say, "by him to reconcile all things unto himself." In addition to the benefit of peace for man between himself and God, Paul wrote, "by him to reconcile," which means to bring back again all things which are each, every, any, all, the whole, everyone, all things, everything, and some of all types unto himself. Nothing that could be reconciled was unable to be brought back again because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Finally, the verse says, "by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." To specifically identify the all things written up by Paul, he adds, "whether they be things in earth," which refers to the earth as a whole and all things within it, or all things in heaven, which includes the universal world and the region beyond the sidereal heavens, the seat and order of things eternal and consummately perfect where God dwells, as well as other heavenly beings. Jesus reconciled everything that could be brought to him back to himself when he died upon the cross. As we ponder these words, let us allow ourselves to think about the vast number of things that are in the earth and the heavens. Because man rebelled against God, man was in effect at war with God, and everything that could be lost was forfeited by him. By way of Jesus' blood spilled upon the cross, peace was made possible with God, and all things that were lost because of rebellion were brought back to him again. In effect, Jesus not only brought back or reconciled everything to himself, but he also brought back everything else as well. Jesus' blood upon the cross purchased the possibility of peace with God. And without his sacrifice, no one or no thing could be reconciled to him. This is why the scriptures say in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20, be reconciled to him. Jesus' invitation to be reconciled is open to any and everyone. And the only necessary action required is belief and trust in him and his peace provision through the cross. Next time, Paul will write about the church members of Colossae and how they were reconciled. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.